Come on.
It's like a zoo in here. It's all hot and muggy. Everybody's looking at me, but no one's thinking of me now. No one's thinking of me.
Hey there, friends. It's Adam from Podcaster Non Grata. And when I'm not expelling demons, sticking my breakfast up my own ass, or hurricane punching Kanye West, I'm listening to I'll Talk with Kalo and Bills. And Jason, too, I guess. Although, that's not an official thing I've been told to say.
I like getting to places I can walk to.
Yeah.
That's always
I need
nice.
To get a bike.
Yeah, dude.
I want to start biking around a little bit.
I need to fix my bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with it?
Just tires.
Bad attitude.
Yeah. It's got a real problem.
Just panking.
The handlebars, man. I'd ride it, but the handlebars, like, they slide back and forth, you know? And that's not
you
cool.
You pretend like it's a motorcycle.
Yeah. It's just not cool though when you're going like 30, you know, down a hill and cars are there and you're in a bike lane and
your shit just slips.
Yeah. It gets pretty hairy sometimes, man. And then sometimes it'll just scoot to the left or the right.
Yeah.
You know, and you gotta try to turn and shit and hold it steady.
Would you ever wear a helmet?
No. I mean, I would.
But you're not trying to get one?
No.
I think it's a good idea, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you get hit by a car,
you want to protect the melon at least.
Yeah. You might be paralyzed, but you'll still be alive.
Nah, if I'm paralyzed, man, fuck it's the over. Melon. Squash the melon.
Squash it?
Yeah, squash it.
You put that on record.
Walk
right
up
now?
To me in the street and squash
and
the melon.
And why not even be paralyzed? You just like break an arm or something, but then like you land on your head, you know? It's more damage than necessary.
I feel like if I haven't died yet from melon damage, then I'm good.
Why? What?
You think you got a hard head or what?
No, I just don't care.
Oh, okay.
I just don't care. You know, fuck it. 32, I'm riding a bike. Fuck it. Kill me. Just hit me. Veer if you want to, man. Just fucking take me out. I don't give a damn. But that's the thing. I don't, like, kill me.
Right.
But don't put my ass on life support. You know what I mean? Don't keep me alive. You know?
You're done. You had a good run?
I want to go one way or the other. Yeah. Either like I'm good, you know, you're going to have like your arms fucked up, it'll work again, you know, or like, you know, we had to take one of your arms, fuck it. Take a leg or two, I don't care. As long as I'm mobile and I'm my own person.
Feeling all right.
I don't want someone else to have to wipe my ass.
I got you.
Or feed me, you know what I'm saying? Or breathe for me, you know, shit like that.
You don't want to live on a machine.
I don't want to be on a machine.
What if they had a?
I don't want to be a burden.
What if the only problem was you couldn't wipe your own ass, but there was a device that did wipe your ass, but not a person?
I'll back into it. Sure. Okay.
You can still get some joy out of that life.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to have to involve another person in my shitty.
Right.
Yeah.
Why isn't there something like that?
There should be.
Like a shoe shiner.
I guess the logic is like, if most people who can back into it can probably wipe their own ass too.
Maybe. You don't know. Yeah. There's someone out there.
It could be like a bidet.
It could be like a robot.
A bidet.
A bidet, man.
It needs to be like one of those little robot vacuum cleaners that go around.
Roomba?
A Roomba, but for your butt.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
A Boomba.
A Boomba.
So when he detects farts, he lets out a little one of those odor sprays.
Yeah, he detects farts, and then when you need to wipe your butt, you're like, Boomba! And it comes in there.
Boomba, I'm done.
Like you're fucking 2 years old again. Yeah, because I mean, it's presumably you're shitting in a pan in your bed. So the Boomba gets on the bed, it cleans out the pan,
the bed pan. Okay.
Yeah, and then he wipes your butt, and then he sprays some good stuff,
and then he jerks you off,
gives you the reach around. With a different hand than he just cleaned your butt with.
Hopefully.
Yeah. The newer models do. Anyway.
Yeah.
Unclean.
Yeah.
Unclean.
Yeah. Is that what that says? That's the Boomba.
Boomba is a certified kosher.
Look out for my Kickstarter page for the Boomba.
Etsy?
Etsy.
Is that too small?
Yeah, Etsy page.
They're made out of like
Pinterest.
They're made out of clothespin and fucking pipe cleaners and shit.
Yeah. The CPU check it out, is constructed from toothpicks.
There's no battery. You just have to wind it.
Yeah. With a rubber band and a stick.
$15.99.
Three easy payments.
Three easy payments of $15.99.
And that's just a Kickstarter. You'll get like a prototype.
Yeah.
Or we'll like...
A picture of one.
Yeah.
Wipe your ass with this.
There's like a fine print on Kickstarter that says they don't, that you don't actually have to get the thing that you...
That's good.
So yeah, if it's like, oh, I invented the best wallet in the world, give me $1,000 and you get one of the first ones, and then they, you can give them $1,000 and they could never give you the wallet.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's...
It's a great...
It's all legal.
It's a great deal.
Do you know about the movie Harbinger Down?
No.
It's on Netflix. It's made by the guys that did all the practical effects for like Terminator and The Thing.
Okay.
And like,
I think I have heard of that.
Yeah.
It's just practical effects.
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
But they did a Kickstarter for it. You know what I mean? And they got a lot of support and shit. But the guy came out later and did this little video about how Kickstarter is pretty much the same problem as before, you know? It's like instead of going through the studio and having producers tell you what to do, you have to go through people, just random fucking people with money, yeah. And then they tell you, like, oh, I'll give you $30,000, but I want you to use my vodka in your movie.
Oh.
You know? Or, oh, I'll give you this much money, but you got to blow up me. I want to die in your movie.
Yeah.
You know, like, they were just fucking, at the end, like, they were just giving away all sorts of shit to try to raise money for this fucking thing. And then they delivered on all that shit. So, like, in the long run, their movie, it wasn't the movie they wanted to make. You know?
Right. They had to change it up.
Yeah, they had to change it up.
Add some plugs and stuff.
Yeah, but not as much as they would if somebody else felt in charge of the creation.
This guy felt it was pretty much the same. And a little worse because these are just random people.
Yeah. With no expertise at all.
Right? Yeah.
And don't care.
Yeah. And I don't, they had to cater to that.
Some of those movies and TVs have blatant advertising, though. I saw this clip of a Hawaii Five-0 where the straight up the story stopped and the guy started talking about eating at Subway.
Nice.
This is an episode?
Yeah, it was an episode of Hawaii Five-0. Like, I just saw the clip.
Hawaii Five-0.
Hawaii Five-0. That's all this episode of Hawaii Five-0.
Sorry. Subway, you fresh and shit?
Yeah. It was like for 30 seconds, or maybe...
Was he just talking about how good the food
was?
Yeah,
or? I think, I'm pretty sure it was a cook at like a food truck or something. He's like, you're not eating your own food? He said, no, I'm trying to lose weight, so I'm eating these Subway sandwiches or something.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Jesus. That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really bad.
Yeah, I'll go back to Harbinger Down for a second. Like, they could blame Kickstarter and shit, but unless that had something to do with the actors they picked for the movie, I don't really think that's why it was a bad movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who was in that?
It was nobody.
Yeah. What happened
nobody
is
you give a
here's
shit
what
about.
Really happened. That dude made a shitty movie, and he was like, fuck, who can I blame for this?
I mean, I know he had to compromise on shit.
Yeah, but not, you don't.
But
it's not like
you were making a great movie.
Yeah, but with Kickstarter, the two things he definitely didn't have to compromise was the script and the cast.
Yeah.
That was up to him.
Yeah.
And that's what makes a movie good or bad, man. But you can put all the product placement you want in it.
But I will say practical effects, out of control, awesome.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah. Okay. It was worth
Did
it.
Did you see Mad Max?
No, not
that's
yet.
That's like all the car crashes and shit.
Yeah,
fucking
that's
cool
fucking badass.
Yeah.
Hey, kids. Adam from Podcaster Non Grata here. Fun fact. Fucking hell! You fucking dumb cunt. I'm out of practice.
I never really crave Arby's, but they did a good job.
They did a good job on this, yeah.
That makes me want to... Let me give it a try. Let me try it one more time.
Yeah. Can't be as bad as I remember.
I like roast beef, right? A roast beef sandwich?
Sandwich, yeah.
Why wouldn't I like that?
Nothing, yeah. There's nothing wrong.
You got a special sauce? Yeah, you got a special sauce for it, too?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Horsey sauce?
Arby sauce?
Or Arby sauce? I can't get those two sauces anywhere else.
What is Arby's sauce?
What is Arby's sauce? That is true. It's like a tomato sauce that's
not... It's not a barbecue sauce.
It's not a barbecue sauce.
It's not ketchup.
It's like really, it's
sweet.
It's tangy.
Yeah, tangy, sweet.
It is sweet, yeah. Dude, every condiment is sweet, though.
Yeah.
In America. Yes. Everything is sweet.
That horsey sauce ain't... Eh, it's pretty... I mean, that shit's got a bite to it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like that.
It's not straight up horseradish, though.
It's not horseradish.
It's like, horsey sauce.
It's horseradish mixed up with...
mayo?
Mayo, yeah.
It's all right. It ain't bad. I remember my grandfather made horseradish.
Okay.
Like, he made it. And this motherfucker also came from Florida to Texas to hang out.
Right.
But somehow he had some homemade horseradish with him, you know what I mean? And like a Betty Crocker dish. And he was like, hey, Kenny, come over, check this out. Cracks the top, my eyes immediately start watering.
All right.
Like that smell just went straight up my nose. And like my sinuses were running.
Okay, what is the horseradish? It comes from like a root or something, right?
Yeah. I mean...
Is it a horseradish root?
I don't know. Is it a type of radish? Is it a part of the radish, or is it a radish?
I think it's its own radish.
It's its own. It's the horseradish.
Yeah. It's like the Ben Queller of radish. It's its own thing.
It's its own
thing. Fucking listen to that solo shit expecting radish.
Right.
It's its own thing.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I'm sure we could look it up.
Yeah, we could. They can look it up.
You said you had an anecdote.
Oh.
Did you already tell me?
Oh, yeah. No, I remember. I fired a gun last weekend.
Oh, no shit. What kind of gun?
Like a 38 with a long nose. That's a gun, right?
It was like a handgun?
Yeah, it was a handgun.
Okay.
Yeah.
So 38 long nose.
I think that's what it was.
38 long nose. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's a...
How many rounds did you take on it, dude?
I don't know, about three.
Do you have ear, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All the protection and all that?
I went to a shooting range.
That's cool.
Yeah, with my in-laws.
Fucking A.
Yeah, because, there was that baby shower.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I went with my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, and uncle, Sherry's uncle. And like, it was like, hey, let's go out to eat. And then, so we went to Bone Daddy's.
Okay.
You have any idea what Bone Daddy's is?
Isn't that the place where the bikers got shot?
No. No, that was, where was that?
I don't know.
Anyway, they were like, after we ate, they're like, hey, let's go do something else. We got more time to kill. And they're like, let's go to the shooting range. And I was like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm not going to have to shoot a gun.
Yeah.
Because I don't have any kind of permit or anything. Yeah. I've never had any gun training.
Right.
They're not going to let me shoot a gun. Right. I was like, yeah, let's go to the gun range. I'm not doing it. Yeah, whatever. And then I found out like, oh, yeah, you can shoot a gun without any kind of training.
Just go in there and go for it.
Yeah, just go fucking shoot a gun.
How much did it cost?
Dude, like, I don't know, like 20 something bucks.
That's it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Well, that's not horrible. If that was for one person, and then for each additional person was like 10 bucks. So I'm not really sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little group discount.
Yeah.
And then how was the gun okay. So you get there.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, you can shoot a gun.
I was like, oh, no, I don't think I want to shoot a gun. Yeah. It's like, I shot a gun it was a rifle when I was 10 years old. Yeah. I was like, no, I can't do this.
Yeah.
I said, no, I'm done. No guns at all. That was traumatic for me when I was like 10. I was like, no, I don't want to, no.
Yeah.
I shot one with the rifle and I was like, no, I don't want to shoot any more guns. Nope.
It's just too loud and crazy.
It was powerful. It was like, it had a kick to it.
Yeah.
I was like, no, this isn't me.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to shoot a gun.
And you realize I could kill a person if I fuck up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially as a kid. It's like, I don't want that fucking responsibility.
I don't need this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Even now, dude, I like weapons. I don't have a problem with weapon.
Right.
Not a gun, though. I want a fucking baton, you know?
Yeah.
That's something I'll use. I'll fucking whip it out. Bam. Yeah. I would never use a gun, though.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I keep, and that's fucked up because, like, I keep thinking, like, I should get a gun.
Yeah.
Just because I don't know what's going to happen, you know? Like, I feel like I need, you know, I don't want the other person to have a gun.
Right.
And me not have one, you know? But I feel like that's adding You know, just more people with guns. So it's okay. So how did they convince you though?
They were like, they asked once and they was like, no, I'm not into it. And then my father, and I was like, yeah, it's a once in a lifetime.
He said, oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I said, might as well just try to overcome this, you know, fear I've had of guns since I was 10.
Right.
I was like, let me try to overcome this and actually fire a gun. Cause it was terrifying. As soon as we walk into that little area to shoot the guns,
yeah.
Like, dude, somebody's shooting caliber bullets that are so loud. It's like fucking, like, I wince every time I hear it. Like, dude, it's that fucking loud.
Yeah.
I was like,
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. were there a lot of people there?
There was like 8 stalls or whatever. So, like, when we got there, yeah, they were all taken. So, yeah, it was pretty crowded. Hey.
My next question, how did you choose the gun? You know what I mean?
I didn't choose it. We all shot the same gun. Oh, yeah.
They're like, you get to choose a gun?
Yeah, we could have rented however many guns. I think they charge per gun you rent to.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were just like, hey, let's shoot this one. I said, okay.
Who chose the gun?
The
cousin?
My brother-in-law.
Oh, your brother-in-law? Like, always wanted to shoot a 38 long.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that Dirty Harry or somebody with... No, he had a 357, I think.
It was pretty interesting. Like at first, I just shot the gun. I was like, oh, man, this is nuts.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to keep going. I can't just shoot it once. Like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm going to have to shoot this gun multiple times. Let's go. That's something I got to do. I'm with my father-in-law.
Yeah.
I can't just shoot it once and like, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to shoot this multiple times.
So right off the bat, you're like, I'm gonna just go up.
Yeah. I gotta, and I'm doing it.
Boom.
So I braced. I was like, man, I don't know.
And you had like a paper target or something?
Yeah, paper target. I was like, I have no idea how powerful this is going to be.
Yeah.
I've never fired.
What order did you go? Were you like,
I think I was like second or third.
Oh,
yeah. It was about like 3 turns or before I realized, oh, we're going in order, you know? I was even paying attention. I was just so like, oh, I was like, oh, I'm going to go up again. I didn't know I was going to, I thought it was, that was it, you know?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, or like, I didn't want to say, oh, I'm good, you know?
Yeah.
I was like, no, I said, my turn. I got to go and I got to shoot the gun more. I got to keep doing it. It wasn't too bad though. I don't want to say I want a gun, but I'd like something gun-like, like maybe like some sort of a BB gun or a pellet gun.
Pellet gun, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, but what about just like a lower caliber handgun?
Is there what I want a gun where if I shoot something, it's not gonna mess it up at all.
Oh, at all.
I want some like plastic pellets.
Oh yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I just want to shoot stuff.
Well, like a 22, that's probably like the lowest caliber handgun you could go.
Oh yeah.
And they say it's like a souped up BB gun, but okay. you know, you're shooting bullets out of it. I mean, like BBs, you know what I mean?
I'll look into it.
Yeah.
I'll check that one out.
And it's not, I don't know. How loud was it?
It wasn't loud.
It wasn't loud?
No.
How bad was the kick?
It wasn't bad at all. It was like a little push, you know, but it wasn't like, you know, like, oh, I'm sore. Or this is, you know.
Yeah. Did you hit the target?
I would every time I was aiming for the center of the body, and I got a couple headshots.
Did you claim them? Like, right guy got him in the head. Yeah. Were they impressed and shit?
They were. They were a little impressed. Cause like no, there was one round where I got about 3 headshots.
Aim it all at the torso.
Aim at the, I don't know how to aim. Let me just get that center.
So it might have been kicking a little harder than you remember. If you're aiming maybe, in the middle of the bottom, in the middle of the body, and you're getting headshots.
I've never been good at aiming though. You know, like that's why I don't play those kind of shooting games.
Oh yeah,
it's hard for me to walk around and look up and down and also aim. I mean, I guess that's like in real life too. Yeah. Though.
I gotta
look up and down and try to figure out how to aim. Like, can I get some sort of little laser sight?
Where's the reload button?
Yeah.
Oh man, that's cool though, dude. Everybody had a good time?
Yeah, it was a good time.
You gonna do it again?
Yeah, I think I might.
We should go, dude.
Yeah, hey, if you're down, yeah.
Yeah, I would really like to go.
Oh, yeah.
I want to shoot like a 9mm.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm thinking about getting.
Okay. Yeah, dude, that sounds like, yeah, let's give it a try. Let's go.
Yeah. I want, yeah. And I want one where I can just pull that trigger. Like, if I want to shoot three, I want to go pop, pop, pop. You know what I mean? I want a pop. Oh, okay. Click, click. Oh, here, a pop.
Here's something I noticed. There is the public, you know, shooting stalls, yeah. And then there's the private ones. In the public one where we were, no rapid fire. There was a guy walking around saying, like, sometimes people go bam, bam, bam. And I was like, hey, no rapid fire.
All right. But still, if I could pam.
Yeah.
Pam. It's got to be pam.
2 seconds.
Oh, 2 seconds. Fuck off. Let me go to the private booth.
Yeah. Let's go to the private booth. Anything goes.
Shoot a fucking AK? Would you do that?
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
I'm sure I never considered a lot more money than shooting just a handgun.
Yeah, I never considered that. Wow.
I mean, possibilities are endless.
Shoot a rocket launcher?
That'd be fun, man. Sounds like a good time.
Dude, that's a good idea, dude. Like a shooting range for rocket launchers, dude.
It's called the desert. They don't care what you do out there.
Hey, kids. Adam from Podcaster Non Grata here. Fun fact. My podcast is Australia's 593rd most popular podcast, you know? Anyways, in case SoundCloud or iTunes has fucked up so that you don't know what you're listening to, I'm here to help. This is I'll Talk With Those Crazy Guys, Kalo and Bills.
What band is better than they should be?
To me?
Yeah.
It's a good question, dude. Damn. Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'll say, for me, I would say the Black Keys.
The Black Keys.
The Black
Keys. Yeah, that's racist.
The Black Keys are like, the way everyone talks about them and fucking swoons over them. Is that right?
Yeah, I'd say swoon.
You'd think that they're going to be like, and they are kind of repetitive and redundant, but they're very talented.
They're good, yeah.
Gentlemen. And they can rock it out.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're like a top 40 band.
Yeah.
Which is weird.
A lot of people like them.
Yeah.
Usually bands that are that good.
Aren't that good.
Yeah. And people don't like them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like the really good bands, people don't like.
But the thing is they have a lot of talent, but they also recognize marketability.
Marketability, yeah.
And they go for the commercial sound. That's, but it's good. Yeah. They do it with the blues. I like them. Whatever. Good.
I like them, yeah.
They got some good songs.
What do you got?
I got a few. I mean, like, I always thought Newfound Glory. I'll
give you that.
Like the band.
The band, not the singer.
No. The band is tight.
Here we go. Yeah. Can we turn this conversation in a new direction?
Sure. I got another
bands
one. Go ahead.
That deserve a better singer.
Ooh.
That's where I want to talk.
That's what turns me off a lot of bands too. I just don't like the vocals.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely Newfound Glory.
Yeah. Newfound Glory is
Coheed and Cambria.
Oh my god. But like the guy just needs to shut up and play guitar and have somebody come in and sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the band's all right.
I used to think The Darkness.
That was the band that I was going to say is better than they should
they
be.
They are. Because
the band is fucking good.
I've been playing the new Guitar Hero Live.
Yeah.
And their Christmas song was on there.
I haven't heard it.
Oh, my God, dude. It goes off.
Yeah.
It's so good.
They're a good band, dude.
And I wanted to hate it, but I couldn't. I played it like 50 times. It's so good.
Like, it's not that the singer's bad. He's doing what he wants. You know, like
the guy can hold a tune.
Yeah, he can sing his ass off.
Yeah.
And it's like.
And he can also play the shit out of guitar. He shreds.
Fuck yeah. Guitar! Yeah.
Like, he's that band. Like, there's like three other guys who play.
Oh, yeah.
And they don't matter.
But they're good.
They're good.
But he makes that band go off.
Yeah.
And like the band is really fucking good. And people are like, oh, it's like a joke band. It's like, it's a good fucking joke.
Yeah.
Like that's fucking good, dude. And like the fucking video was outrageous and everybody still talks about it, you know? Like,
how about a band that is better than people act like? And for me, that's System of a Down.
Oh, yeah.
System of a Down gets lumped in a lot with like other nu metal bands like Korn, Limp Bizkit, and that whole era because they were kind of part of that. But they're a fucking good band.
They were
a
good band.
Yeah,
all the bands that were popular, like in the heavy metal, like Slipknot, all those bands at that time, Rammstein, that is definitely the one I will still listen to a lot and still fucking enjoy the shit out of.
Dude, I wasn't even into that genre, but I like that band.
Yeah, System of a Down. are fucking good.
They're really good. Really fucking good. Yeah, people don't give them enough credit, man. So was that any kind of bit?
Yeah, we're good. Let's keep going, though. I'm not going to stop.
Okay.
What do you got next?
Let's start a band.
All right.
Like us.
Finally?
Yeah.
Who's playing what, though?
Play what we play.
Are we already a band, kind of, on this podcast?
Kind of.
We just don't play shows, but we record songs and put them out.
How about this? How about this?
You're talking about a live band.
Yeah. Yeah.
The three of us.
Okay. Well, you made the point, like, we're kind of doing that now.
Yeah.
We just haven't gotten to the point where we're playing live shows. Which I'd like to. Yeah, I think we could. And that's fine. So let's leave that. How about, what if we created a band? Like, what if we got other people?
Got you. Like a boy band.
Or a girl band.
Okay. A girl band?
A band is all I'm saying. Okay. But that, see,
talking
that's
about
what
the
I'm
Molly
saying.
Molly Twats?
Molly Twats once and for all.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, that's sense. That's what I was saying. I was like,
is
what?
Is that the name of their first album?
Maybe.
Once and for all?
What about the what do you say, Sally Gators? What are you talking about?
No, Sally Gator and the Rockadiles.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always liked Mr. Miyagi and the Monks.
That's a good name.
As a band name.
And see, that's just if it's a girl band.
Okay.
But if I'm trying to create a band,
yeah,
and I'm like, I want this band to sell, I'll probably throw a girl in there too.
Yeah.
Oh, you definitely. Because just out of experience, I'm not talking shit. You know, like, I'm not trying to say, like, oh, girls get a... I'm saying out of my experience of playing shows.
Right.
And playing shows with girl bands sometimes.
If your band has a girl in it, you have a greater chance of strangers watching your band.
Yeah.
And paying and trying, at least hearing your music. Yeah. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
I've been in bands with girls, and they've gotten more attention. They've been shittier bands than anything I've been in. I won't get into that, but I get more attention. Because, oh, you're the guy with the, you got a girl in your band. Like, yeah. And that's why. That's why I was like, I want a girl in the band. I don't care what she does. One girl in the band.
Timpani.
Timpani. That's her name.
That's her name.
Yeah.
She plays the triangle.
She plays the triangle. But yeah, that's an idea. If put a girl in the band or make an all-girl band. Or if it's a boy band, sell the shit out of it. Yeah. Like, if there's an ugly motherfucker,
get him out.
Sorry. I couldn't make it. I've been trying for how long? Yeah. It ain't going to happen for me. So
sorry, Jimmy.
I'll be the asshole that ruins your band.
You're cut from the team.
I know you kids have been friends since you were 10 years old, and yeah, it's all great. This motherfucker's ugly.
Hold on.
We're trying to sell records.
If our goal here is to put together a band, we're not going to get an already put together band.
I mean, we could start with, you know what I mean?
So you're just talking about starting a musical, a talent management group.
No, I was getting into that gear, though. I'm like, you know, we could find, you know, we could look at bands and be like, oh, I like that kid. He's a good singer.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then sometimes there might be an instance where it's like, we could just change a few bits.
Yeah.
We could tighten up their songs.
Talent agency.
Yeah.
Or producers.
Well, I'm saying, I'm saying, all right, guys, we're starting over.
Here's the way, here's where we can accomplish that is if we build a studio, a recording studio, and demand that we produce everything that goes on in there. Or a venue. And we can kind of do that in little increments with different bands.
Yeah, I don't think there's no way I can make.
Or we start a boy band and we say, you are our property.
Yeah.
And we have auditions and all that. We pay them a salary.
We create the characters and they play the characters.
They play the characters and we pay them a salary to do that. Yeah.
I'm cool with that too.
Yeah.
What would the characters be though?
The cute one. The, you know, the buff one.
The suicidal one.
The suicidal one, yeah.
You got to have that in this day and age.
For real. He's on pills all the time. He's got
the transgender one.
The transgender one. That's nice.
That's Timpani.
Yeah, the Timpani. Timpani.
Timpani. Timpani.
It's like a madhouse here. Everyone's sedated. I usually hate these things, but I'm so glad I made it now. I'm so glad I made it.
My bad.
No, not at all. I like
no,
that. That was the one.
No, you are.
That was the one.